the ball. Give me the meat.
It's his first time, Jim.
Are you a history buff?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, you went to a wedding this weekend.
So did you.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't make it to Langford's?
No, I couldn't.
Wow.
Because I couldn't leave the dog alone for that long a period of time.
You're
after
a good owner.
After a week away from the dog.
Yeah, I went to my friend Michael, known him for 45 years of my life, right?
Yeah.
And his wonderful bride, Cassandra. In Antioch at the golf course, and he had a good time.
Yeah, no, I appreciated those videos you sent. I took a look at them all.
So you're saying I put too many up?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, I couldn't help but think, I'll just make a vague reference to it, but, you know.
Be careful here.
Oh,
it was a beautiful wedding.
No, it looked like it was spectacular.
Okay.
You know, I just, you know how we would joke, you know how we joked about, you know, who was at McCaffrey's wedding?
Oh, right. No chocolate in McCaffrey's.
Sure.
We had chocolate in Mike's wedding, Stoddy.
Yeah, you
Sil
did.
Macy, Mel, June. Yeah, all your buddies. D. Holloway.
You have any white people there?
I'm going to say, right now the leader in the clubhouse is no.
Yeah, I perused all those videos.
No, there was we had a couple.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, but the videos you may not have caught them.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Your mind, the think of that. It was beautiful, man.
That's what the wedding.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Where was it?
Antioch golf course.
Antioch.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh well, yeah. Congratulations
to the Grubbs,
Cassandra.
Yeah, and Michael.
Mm-hmm. People were talking about the play where Brandon Ayuk was open and Kyle Brock Purdy didn't see him. Shanahan was asked about that yesterday, and let's jump off with this quote on why Brock missed Brandon Ayuk when he was wide open, apparently.
They busted a coverage, and B.A. had a deep curl route, and they busted the coverage, so B.A. did the right thing and just took off and went to that hole, and it kind of caught Brock by surprise because, you know, B.A. was number two in the progression. When he looked to him, B.A. wasn't in the right spot because they busted the coverage, and then he went down the field, and Brock thought about it. He just wasn't sure where the rest of the safety was or anything since he wasn't anticipating that to happen, and it would have worked, obviously, if he let it go, but that happens sometimes. Defense busts a coverage, and if you're not looking at the guy the whole time, all of a sudden turns it into a go route. You can't always just let it rip.
I actually understand that. I kind of
get
it.
Well, I need more.
Okay.
Because what if that happens again? It was off script, but it sounds like Ayuk wasn't in the spot he was supposed to be in because he was ad-libbing. But I guess what Niner fans want to hear is, Donnie, what if that happened, that same thing happened again, would Brock then see him? Because that could be the difference in winning the Super Bowl or not.
Well,
he was open.
But I don't know. I think,
I'm asking.
What I heard Shanahan say is he went to the second read with Ayuk.
Who wasn't there.
And then as he looked away, that's when either the coverage busted or maybe he means the coverage busted, which meant that they couldn't, that Ayuk couldn't run his route because it got so screwy. I don't know.
Let's put a rat on the table brought to you by ATCO. You've talked about something maybe going on with Brandon Ayuk, and we know what's going on or what's not going on, and that's him putting up numbers. Would you feel some type of way, even though you knew it wasn't on purpose that ball didn't come to you? Because I know Terrell Owens and the Mike Irvins and the Chris Carters of the world, they would be hot. I'm just wondering, do you think I'm under siege. The fans want me, and I'm running wide open. We need a score. And the ball doesn't – is it just as simple as I didn't see you or trust it from Brock?
This is the one part that I actually find very frustrating in football because I believe these plays happen all the time. All the time. Where a guy misses somebody who came open, and it's just a matter of the degrees that you miss a guy by. Is he standing by himself with nobody within 20 yards? Boy, you should have thrown that one. Or did you not anticipate the guy being open if you would have let it develop a split second longer? That's one of those things where I can only judge the play on pretty much what you see. And if he's not looking in that direction after he gets off that read. I mean, I don't know what he's supposed to do. I think that part of being a quarterback is, I bet you there are a lot of percentages where you miss a guy.
Right.
Whether he's the first, second, or third option, I don't know. I just,
because if I'm IU, my whole thing is, not trying to set trip here, I would be frustrated with the season I've been putting out.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And I come free, and I was just like, man, that would have done well, not just for the team, but for me especially.
Well, let me tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not throwing the ball to Brandon Ayuk because the fans are on his back. I'm throwing to Brandon Ayuk because I think he's open.
Yeah.
And, like, Brock Purdy is not the kind of quarterback that wouldn't throw the ball to a guy. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to trust that it's mostly on Ayuk because last year they had a so-called connection. And Brock Purdy hasn't missed any time.
And he's got a connection with a guy named Juwan Jennings.
Well, that's because Juwan Jennings goes after every single ball.
Now, if Ayuk's listening, driving around Stein, he's probably like, damn, man, so do I.
Jennings is hungrier than you.
Mm.
I just think he's hungrier than you. That's all. I'm not saying you're not more talented, but he is a tough SOB.
Yeah.
I mean, he is tough.
And he did it in the playoffs, made some crucial catch. So did I.
Right, in big games. I mean, like, that's the other thing. I don't think it's an accident that they call him third and Juwan. That's the money down.
Yeah,
it is. And that's where they go. I mean, like, think about that for a minute. But you just paid a guy $30 million, and he's not even your third down receiver. You go to another guy.
You're making me do this. Now, you remember the offseason when Ayuk tweeted something that he was upset or he don't want to share his food, and minutes after on Jennings' social media, there was something to the point of people taking themselves thinking too much, too highly of themselves. You remember that?
I forget who said that.
That was Juwan Jennings that posted that. And then later it was like, oh, that wasn't in response to Brandon Ayuk. But you got me thinking, right now, the best receiver on the Niners is Juwan Jennings. But the highest paid is Brandon Ayuk. So just think about that for a second. If you're Jennings showing up to work every day, like, look at this, Smith Duke, and I'm doing this.
Austin in San Jose says, Jennings, one game, relax. See, that's where I would disagree with you. I think he's been extremely consistent in his role with the 49ers. And for all we know, Jennings is a guy who quietly wants more of a role, but knows that he's low on the pecking order. But I get the sense that if you made a list of the most respected players in the 49ers locker room, I think Juwan Jennings would be up there.
Right, but the fact of the matter is, Donnie, that's not how you get paid. How you get paid is when the team determines that they want to pay you $30 million, and Brandon Ayuk, that's what they chose to do. So where are the dividends? Where are the return on investment for the Niners?
Yeah, they haven't gotten it. They're getting a lot out of Jennings. I know that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Mike in Oakland. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man? What are you thinking?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. When I'm looking at these guys right now, I'm seeing a roster full of Sean Alexanders, a bunch of guys that got the bag, and it doesn't seem like they have the drive anymore now that they got paid. And I got to tell you, when I watch it, whether you want to call it drive, desire, hungry, eye of the tiger, I don't care what you call it, they ain't got it. That's it.
You're right, fellas.
Eye of the tiger.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. And I'm willing to say, you know what? It's hard to have the eye of the tiger in week three.
Well, what about when you lose two of the three?
Well, now you have. You've lost two of three. What I'm saying is, again, I feel like, and Ross Tucker kind of alluded to it, if you're a veteran in the NFL and now you have a 17-game schedule and you're a little banged up, you're 1-2 after three games, I mean, they got time to turn it around. That's obvious.
Oh, man.
And
they've done it in the past.
Exactly. So do you give them the benefit of the doubt? It kind of doesn't feel like a lot of fans are.
But your quarterback, your hot shot, and that's what I'm going to call them, your hot shot quarterback, sums up with his back enough to get an MRI besides carrying the team on it, Stoney. So, again, I know it's Operation New England. We'll get to them in a couple days here on the show. But if you are on to something about this 17-game schedule, and, I mean, right now it's just grenades going off in regard to injuries for the Niners. And the Hargrave one just blew my wig. Like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, do you slow play Brock Purdy?
I don't know how significant that injury is. Uh-huh. But, you know, the one thing I ran by Ross Tucker is a lot of these veteran players have played 9 to 12 playoff games in the last 4 or 5 years. That's a lot. It's a lot of games to play in the postseason. And maybe we're just, you know what, maybe we're coming to the end of this run with these players.
And you're right.
Well, maybe they're not going to be able to make it through this season completely healthy, and they're going to have to figure out a way to win each week.
Well, the Buffalo Bills went to 4 straight Super Bowls, and that was then. But, no, Stoney, that's not – and I'm not – we don't know what's behind door number 2 in regard to the rest of the season. But the Niners, rightfully so,